answer the phone, will you?
Answer it yourself.
I can't answer it. Don't you see I'm busy writing? Now go ahead.
Well, shucks. Always so darn busy, you ain't got time to do nothing. Well, I'm here and I'm listening. Oh, yes, Miss Pinkley. Yes. Wait a second, I'll see. Say, Zeb, have we got some nice tender steak?
Steak? Why, of course we have. What you want, round steak?
He didn't say what shape she wanted.
I mean the round steak, and I'll tell her yes.
Oh, Miss Pinkley, yes. We got some nice tender steak. Just a second. Say, Zeb, how much is our best steak?
Huh? Oh, it's 80 cents.
Oh, Miss Pinkley, it's 80 cents. Just a second, folks. Say, Zeb, have we got any cheaper steak than that?
Oh, gosh almighty, yes. We got a pound of grub steak for 30 cents.
Oh, Miss Pinkley, we got a rounded pump steak. I say, we got a rounded stump steak. Yes. I say we got a round of stump steak. Yes. We got a steak pump. Yes. All right, Miss Pinkley.
Does she want the steak?
No, she said she'd take advantage of the sausage.
Oh, dang it anyway. You ain't the worst fella I ever see to do anything. Send you down to the mill stream to fetch a bucket of water, and it takes you a whole darn hour to get it.
Well, shucks. I'm just waiting for a bucketful to come past that I like.
You don't know what we got in stock, or the price, anything, or nothing. After this, when anybody asks you if we got something to sell, tell them yes. Yes.
Tell them yes, huh?
Yes, and if you don't know the price, tell them it's about a dollar.
Yeah, but suppose we ain't got what they asked for.
Well, tell them we just sent out for something. Now, see if you can remember that. I'm going back in the back room and finish this here writing.
Well, what you busy writing at, anyhow?
Oh, I'm writing up that there moving picture story for Hector. Writing up the parts of the goat head.
How'd the goat happen to eat the story?
Well, it was funny, Ed. You know, that Foundation goat's been following him around ever since the first day they started taking the picture. Well, he was talking to me outside the store here, and
I didn't know goats could talk.
It wasn't the goat, you darn fool. It was Hector. Hector was talking to me, and the goat was standing there, and when Hector laid the story down, he had part of it.
And the goat had the rest of it, huh?
No, the goat had all of it. The goat had all of it. That is, all except the first part.
Well, who had that part?
Oh, nobody. Nobody. Hector still got the first part. As soon as they get through making them a moving picture of that, I got to have the rest of it read up.
Well, why don't Hector write it himself? What do you got to write it for?
Because I got the inside story.
Inside the goat?
No, not inside the goat. The story ain't inside the goat.
You just said it was.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
You did. That. You said the goat had the story, didn't you?
Yes.
And that makes it inside the goat.
Yes, but I don't mean it like that. I mean, Hector don't know the story, and I do. Miss Beebe stood right here and told it to us. It's about a bullfight, feller, that...
Yes, I know. I know what it's all about.
Well, all right, then. Now, see if you can mind the story here for 10 or 15 minutes till I finish. And don't forget what I told you. If someone asks you to sell something, tell them yes.
All right.
And yes, don't forget to keep your eye on the gas pump.
Oh, shucks. You're always making up what to do. Oh, how do you do, Mr. Bush?
Oh, say, is it all level that you're selling the store?
Yes.
Well, how much are you asking for it?
About a dollar.
About a dollar? Say, if I had a store that was only worth a dollar, I'd take poison.
We just sent out some.
Say, you ain't kidding me, are you? Because if you're not selling out, I got something here that ought to interest you.
What is it?
A new brand of tea, Lion Teas. Think you'd use a few dozen packages?
No, you see, there ain't enough lions around here to have much call for it.
Oh, no, you don't get me. That's a brand name. It's a new line.
I don't give a darn whether it's a new line or an old one. Lions don't drink enough tea.
Oh, but the lions don't drink this tea. People drink it. That's the trademark. Lion teas and coffee. You ever try a cup of coffee at a little gem restaurant down the street?
Yeah, sure I have.
Well, they have lion coffee there.
It didn't taste like lion to me. It tastes more like chlorine lime.
Oh, say now, listen. You'll like this coffee, Peters. Put in a couple of cans and just try it out, will you?
Well, all right. Put it down for 2 cans.
Okay, 2 cans. And you're going to be glad to order more the next time I'm around, let me tell you. Oh, did you hear about the big celebration they're going to have when this moving picture's finished?
Yeah, I heard about it.
They tell me that this Miss Beebe is going to rent the Bijou Theater and then put on a big first night with all the stars there, just like they do in Hollywood.
Yes, I know all about that. Me and Zeb know all about that.
Sonny, here's your voice out here.
Hello, Mr. Winterbottom. Yeah, I just got up to take a couple of pounds of my new coffee. Well, I got a big bunch of calls to make yet today, and I got to be going. But no fooling, Mr. Peters. You'll like that coffee. It's just like you used to get at home.
Like I used to get at home, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, then, just scratch it out and send me some tea.
Well, okay. So long. I'll be seeing you.
So long, Mr. Bush. Glad you dropped in.
Yes, come in again sometime, Mr. Bush.
Say, Zeb, did you get your story written?
Yep, got her all finished. Sit down there a second and listen to it. It's pretty darn good, if I do say it myself.
Yeah, wait now. Wait till I get a box here.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Don't sit in that one. There, you have nails in it. There, take that. That's it. This story starts out in Spain, and
why don't you have it start out in Kokomo, Indiana?
Why? Was there some big men born in Kokomo?
No, just babies.
Oh, I mean, is it a big, fast-moving town?
The last time I was there, I walked up Main Street, and the post office was on my right. And 5 minutes later, when I walked back, it was on my left.
Well, give me a pencil a second. I'll change to Kokomo. Now, there. This part that Hector plays is a bullfighter, you see. And according to Miss B.B., he's quite a feller. When he ain't killing bulls, he's making love.
Making love to the bulls?
No, you poor fish to the gals. And there's one special gal that he's sort of stuck on. And every night he sings at her window and lays his heart at her feet.
Where's her feet? Sticking out of the window?
No, they ain't sticking out the window. I don't know where they are. Anyhow, one day when he's fighting, you see, he misses his bull and they're disgraced. So he kisses his gal goodbye and...
How's that?
I say he misses the bull and misses his gal and...
I reckon you mean he misses his gal and kisses the bull.
No, I don't. Whoever heard of a fella missing his gal and kissing the bull?
Well, Bert Parker's done it one time. Stuck his head out of a train window and tried to kiss his gal when the train was moving.
Yeah, well, this ain't about Bert Parker's. And right there is where Miss Beebe's story leaves off and mine starts. Well, as I say, the fella's disgraced, see? So he leaves the country. Now, he's got an idea that the world is round, you see. And if you want to go east, you got to travel west.
Oh, he's a taxi cab driver, huh?
What? No, he ain't no taxi driver.
Well, a lot of taxi drivers got the same idea.
Well, he ain't one. He's a sailor. Or anyhow, he gets aboard a ship and starts across the ocean. And then you know what comes up?
I got a darn good idea.
A big storm. And the feller washes overboard.
Well, why didn't he wash before he left home?
Oh, I mean the feller falls into the ocean. And just as he's falling, he hollers for the captain to drop him a line. But the captain don't drop him a line. And you know why?
Sure. He didn't have the feller's address.
No. You don't get the idea, Ed. This here feller falls into the ocean. And he asks the captain to toss him a lifesaver. But instead of tossing him a lifesaver, the captain tosses him a cough drop. Yes, tosses him a... No, he don't. Because there's a big whale there. And the whale swallows
the cough drop?
Swallows the feller. Swallows him. And swims around with him for 40 days and 40 nights. Well, sir, after a while, the whale comes to a big island and coughs the feller up.
Yes, what?
Coughs him up.
Yeah, darn
fool
whale,
well,
you should have took that cough drop.
Now, never mind the cough drop. Who's telling this story, me or you, anyhow?
Well, go ahead.
Well, the fella's so all fired done up that he falls asleep. Yes, sir, he falls asleep and sleeps for 40 days and 40 nights. And when he wakes up, there's Friday.
40 days and 40 nights before it's Friday, huh? You must be crazy, Dad.
I ain't crazy. I didn't say it was Friday. It was Tuesday.
Oh, you mean when he woke up, it was Tuesday?
I mean when he woke up, there was Friday.
But you daring to Luke, you just...
And now, just a second. Wait a second. I know what I'm talking about. It was Tuesday.
Yeah, well, all right. Go ahead.
Only Friday came on Tuesday, you see.
Ah, shucks. Get out of here with your dad-darn story. I ain't got no time.
But listen, now, listen.
I won't listen to no crazy feller.
Oh, but now... Concern it, listen, Ed. Concern it. Friday was a feller's name. He was a runaway slave that crossed the river on the ice. The ice was so cold, his feet was froze. And to thaw him out, they had to rub him with snow.
Darn good thing he didn't freeze in the summertime. They couldn't have found no snow.
Yes, that's a fact. Well, that's it. Friday's master was a fellow named Willie Tell. And before he could take his slave back, he had to shoot an apple off of Friday's head, you see. And when he heard that, it made Willie Tell pretty sore because...
What'd you say he done?
I didn't say he'd done nothing. I said Willie Tell.
You mean Willie Tell where he got the apple?
No, I mean his name. His name, Willie Tell.
Oh, Willie Tell his name.
No, that is his name. That is his name. But instead of shooting at the apple, he aimed square at the bullfighter.
Yeah.
Yes. And right there is where I sort of run out of ideas. I sort of run out of ideas right there. I don't know how to get the bullfighter out of it.
Well, why don't you have the bullfighter shoot himself to save his life?
Yes, by cracking. That's a darn good scheme. No, won't work. Won't work after all. No, it won't work. You see, the bullfighter can't shoot himself because Hector said the story had to have a happy ending.
Well, shucks, that's all right. You can have him shoot himself and miss.